And this is the Very Fast Science Show on ABC Radio National and online through abc.net.au/rn. And you can comment on individual stories on the Science Show by going to our website, Possum. Sorry, I'm not calling you Possum, I'm just mentioning what comes next, before we turn to redback pornography. Possum is what we call the marsupials up trees in Australia. Rob Voss, of the American Museum of Natural History in New York, calls them something else sometimes. Please, would you introduce me to some of your specimens in front of us here?
Well, I work on possums in American English that's usually spelled with an O in front of it, but only college-educated zoologists call them opossums. Everyone here calls them possums, just like you call possums in Australia. Most of them are not very spectacular, ferrety-looking animals with pointy noses, bulging eyes, and naked tails, so they don't really have the charisma of koalas or kangaroos or the kinds of marsupials that you're used to down under. What I'm holding right here is the Virginia opossum, which is also called the common possum. It was actually the first marsupial that was scientifically described by Tyson in the 1600s. And he was interested in it because it had been described by the early explorers of North America as a monster. It was a chimera. It was composed of different parts, the tail of a rat, the feet of an ape. They have these opposing toes on the hind foot. So it was described by European explorers as being a mosaic of features of other species that they were familiar with. And Tyson dissected it and published his results in the Transactions of the Royal Society, and he said it's not a monster at all. It's not a chimera. It is a beast sui generis of its own kind. And it's admirably adapted for what it does, which involves climbing around in trees. And it's a new kind of animal. It's something entirely new from the New World. And subsequently, Linnaeus, the great Swedish taxonomist, described and named for the first time marsupials, and all the marsupials that Linnaeus named in the 10th edition of his famous book were American marsupials. They were opossums, and that was because, of course, Australia hadn't been discovered yet. And so the first marsupials that were known to Europeans, the first to be described scientifically, were American marsupials. So even though most people today associate marsupial with the Australian continent, American marsupials have first dibs. And in fact, we know now from paleontology and from recent phylogenetic studies that are studies of evolutionary trees that marsupials evolved in South America. And there's fossil evidence. We have marsupials from Antarctica, and tracing the geographic origin of marsupials on their phylogenetic tree also tells us that they evolved in South America, that they probably dispersed across Antarctica to Australia and subsequently radiated and evolved into many different kinds on your continent.
Your friend here is rather smaller than the one we're used to in Australia. It, as you say, is probably like the size of a small cat. And this is the one that's here in North America, in America itself, the USA.
Right. This is the only marsupial that gets into the United States. There are several others that get fairly close to us in Mexico. And you're right, they're not very large by Australian marsupial standards, at least by kangaroo standards. The largest they get is about 5 kilograms, and that would be a very fat North American possum. All of the South American species are smaller. Most of them are about the size of a small rat or a large mouse.
And yeah, we've got about 10 in front of us, a small mouse, larger mouse, and the tails are sticking out, making them look like a kind of variegated kebab.
Well, these are study skins, which is the way we prepare scientific specimens in the field. And they're stuffed in such a way that they fit conveniently side by side into museum cabinets.
Is there anything quite special about them? Because I heard a rumor that one of them can eat cane toads. Is that right?
That's correct. I was actually called on the telephone by an incredulous herpetologist who was sitting outside his house in the canal zone of Panama. And he said, I've just been watching this possum sitting in a tree, and it's eating a Bufo marinus, which is the cane toad of Australia, which is, in fact, a Native American species. And he said, I've been waiting for it to fall out of the tree dead, and now it's finished the toad, and it's washing itself. And he says, I've never seen anything like it. As far as I know, this is the only animal in the world that can eat Bufo marinus with impunity. And it's quite true. One genus of New World opossums, the genus Didelphus, is known to eat poisonous snakes, and there's some thought that it may be immune to all known organic poisons.
How did it evolve to have that capacity, though?
Well, if you think about it, poisonous snakes are a resource that are available to few other carnivorous animals. I mean, there's fair numbers of them in some habitats, and they're generally immune to predation. Birds eat them, usually with impunity. They kill them with their feet, and they're not as vulnerable to snake bite. But apparently, one group of opossums has evolved the ability to detoxify snake venom, and what that's probably done is open up to them a whole new source of food that's not available to other carnivorous mammals.
Back to the cane toad, was it seen more than once eating a cane toad like that?
Well, I was reciting an anecdote, and I don't know of any dietary data that they consume them regularly, but I would be surprised if they didn't, because both opossums and cane toads thrive in secondary habitats. Especially the habitats that are created when rainforest is cut down and secondary growth and weeds crop up. And basically, once you get over the venom, it's just a big hopping lump of meat. So it would probably be an extremely attractive meal to anything that could eat it.
Of course, the cane toads were brought into Australia to get rid of another pest, and so bringing in opossums to knock them off would be, a risk too far.
I would think it would be an ecological disaster. I mean, there isn't really very much that a common opossum won't eat. They are notorious in North America for raiding chicken coops in rural areas. They eat garbage, they eat all manner of snakes and basically anything they can catch. So I would think that importing possums would be importing something much worse than the cane toad.
I had no idea that they were, is it carnivorous as well or omnivorous or what?
Most possums are consummate omnivores, and most studies of possum diets have found a wide variety of fruit and animal material in their stomachs.
So how does your research proceed? Do you keep going to South America looking for more species and following up the ones you know or what?
Well, my interest in American marsupials started with a couple of inventory projects that we had, one of them in French Guiana and another one in northeastern Peru. And we collected a lot of species, and the longer we stayed, the more species we found. And it turns out that probably most tropical rainforests in South America have somewhere between 10 and 20 species of possums at any one place, which is a lot, especially in a continent that's not supposed to be marsupial rich. And as we worked with the specimens we collected, we found lots of problems in identifying them. We found that some of them were new species. We found that some of them were new genera. And it just seemed like a really interesting group to work with. And the longer we've worked, the more we've found. It's a project that I called No Possum Left Behind, and we're basically trying to catalog all the possum species in the New World and come up with an accurate idea of just what its diversity is and estimate evolutionary relationships among them.
Well, given that Australia's got this huge range of marsupials mirroring practically all the different creatures from the wolf, the devil, the carnivorous ones, right through the kangaroos and so on, why is it that in South America you've got virtually only the opossum type?
Well, you're actually shortchanging your own fauna. Prior to about 50,000 years ago, you also had marsupial lions, very large carnivorous marsupials. You had rhinoceros-sized marsupials. So the Australian marsupial radiation is actually one of the great wonders of the biological world. The standard explanation for why Australian marsupials are so adaptively diverse and South American marsupials aren't is the fact that marsupials in South America evolved in the presence of placental mammals, which had, in many cases, already filled ecological niches that marsupials have subsequently occupied in Australia. And the original thinking was that only marsupials got to Australia, and so they were able to evolve to occupy a lot of empty ecological niches. There are some hints now from very, very early fossils that are being found in Australia that might not be the whole story. But right now, the data are just too fragmentary.
You seem rather fond of it. Ever since we started talking, you've been stroking your large specimen. Do you like them?
Oh, well, it's sort of like having a tribble, I suppose, on one's desk. Yes, they're engaging in an esoteric sort of way. I mean, it's very hard for most people to love a marsupial. They have a limited range of behavior, and I don't know any of them that exhibit affection. But I certainly have a lot of professional enthusiasm for them.
You're not like a New Zealander.
Well, I understand that they're not real popular in New Zealand, and I suppose if I were a New Zealander, I might drive the car, directly at one that I saw on the road.
Whoops. Rob Voss is a curator of mammals at the American Museum of Natural History in New York.